This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. North Korea has launched a new tactical nuclear attack submarine, state media reported on Friday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended the submarine launching ceremony, news agency KCNA said. The submarine launching ceremony heralded the beginning of a new chapter for bolstering up the naval force of the DPRK, KCNA said, using the initials of North's official name, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. Turkish President Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are pledging deeper economic cooperation as the list of international sanctions on Russia grows, Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Relations between the leaders had been cooling after Erdogan angered Moscow with his support for Ukraine's bid for NATO membership. But analysts say the outcome of the Sochi summit is a strong sign the Russian leader cannot afford to downscale relations with Erdogan. Columnist Ilhan Ulusgel for Turkey's Kısadalga news portal.
Putin cannot face losing Erdogan. I mean, that's for sure.
Russian officials confirmed Wednesday that Turkey will participate with Russia and Qatar to supply 1 million metric tons of grain to 6 African countries. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Hurricane Lee is whirling through the open waters as forecasters warn it could become the first Category 5 storm of the Atlantic season. Lee is not expected to make landfall in the Caribbean. Forecasters say tropical storm conditions are possible on some islands. The storm was located about 1,400 kilometers east of the northern Leeward Islands on Thursday. It had winds up to 165 kilometers per hour and was moving west-northwest at 24 kilometers per hour. Lee was forecast to develop into an extremely dangerous major hurricane by late Thursday. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's trade advisor Peter Navarro was found guilty on Thursday of contempt of Congress for denying a subpoena from the House of Representatives Committee. Speaking to reporters, former Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro says he will be vindicated.
I said from the beginning, this is going to the Supreme Court, I said from the beginning, I am willing to go to prison to settle this issue. I'm willing to do that. But I also know that the likelihood of me going to prison is relatively small because we are right on this issue.
A 12-member jury found Navarro guilty of 2 counts of contempt after he refused to testify or turn over documents to the Democratic-led House panel that investigated the January 6th riot. Efforts to revive the Black Sea Grain Initiative in recent weeks have failed, but correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday there is an alternative proposal being proposed that could circumvent Russia completely.
According to the ambassador of Ukraine to Turkey, he mentioned that actually Ukraine already handed a new proposal to Turkey in order to renew the grain corridor, but not to include Russia in this deal, because, as was mentioned, there are alternative ways. Particularly, it was mentioned that there are ways to basically have this corridor through the territorial waters of Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey, and Ukraine.
A super spicy snack is getting pulled from stores after the death of a Massachusetts teen. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The One Chip Challenge is a single individually wrapped tortilla chip that comes in a red, green, and black cardboard box shaped like a coffin. Chipmaker Pocky says out of an abundance of caution, they have asked retailers to stop selling them after a Massachusetts family blamed it for the death of their 14-year-old son, Harris Woloba. His mother says last Friday the school nurse called to say her son fainted after eating one of the chips. Police in Worcester say they were called to Woloba's house a few hours later and found him unresponsive and not breathing. The chip's package encourages the buyer to wait as long as possible before drinking or eating anything and post their reaction on social media. Authorities say there have been reports from around the country of people who've gotten sick after taking part in the challenge. Experts say the chemical in spicy chili peppers, capsaicin, can cause symptoms ranging from a burning sensation in the mouth to abdominal pain, nausea, and in high doses, even injury to the heart. I'm Jennifer King.
Rescuers from across Europe rushed to a cave in Turkey to save an American researcher who became trapped around 1,000 meters below the cave's entrance. The 40-year-old Mark Dickey suddenly became ill during an expedition with a handful of others, including 3 Americans, in the Morka Cave in southern Turkey's Taurus Mountains. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.